For years, professors at Carleton University say they would rarely see a student with Asperger's syndrome, or at least one diagnosed with it. But in the past 5 years, numbers have steadily grown. That's led Carleton officials to take concrete steps to help those students and their professors work together in the classroom. Karen Kelly was at Carleton University this morning. She joins us to tell us more. Hello there.
Hello.
First of all, for people who are less familiar with Asperger's syndrome, can you just remind us?
Sure. Asperger's is on the autism spectrum, as they say. But these students are functioning at a very high level. They're intelligent. They often excel in mathematics, computer science, music. But they also often need very explicit directions. And they need more time to get their thoughts down during an exam. Now, I met a communications and media studies student this morning. His name's Mark Wilson. And he described the effect Asperger's has on him personally.
It's more in the particulars how I can react to educational concerns, studying, or how I react during a when I'm not sure I have enough time to write things to complete things for the different classes I'm in.
And you mentioned that the number of people with Asperger's in classes has been growing. Why?
Well, in fact, post-secondary institutions in Ottawa have the largest percentage of students with Asperger's in the province. Now, one theory draws from research that was conducted in the Silicon Valley and in high-tech hubs in the Netherlands that found a higher percentage of students with autism disorders in those communities, the theory being that analytical parents may be more inclined to have these children.
This is just a theory.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happens when students with Asperger's get to university?
Well, Mark talked about the need to have more time to process his thoughts, get them down on paper. That's fairly easy to address in exam situations. But the bigger challenge is when a very bright and very verbal Asperger's student comes into the classroom, because sometimes they dominate. Laura Braun works with these students at the Paul Menten Center at Carleton. The center offers all kinds of assistance to students with disabilities. And here's how she describes the effect that a student with Asperger's can have on the classroom environment.
Other students may speak up too much and monopolize the conversation. So they may come across as being very irritating to the instructor, asking too many questions, annoying them.
Although I suppose the same could be said for people who don't have Asperger's as well. There are probably students who have the same effect on the classroom. But I suppose this is disruptive to the class.
Right. It can be. And one thing that might be different is these students don't realize it. They don't pick up on the nonverbal or verbal cues that the rest of us might get when we're being irritating to the rest of the class. So Braun and her colleagues are helping them out in two ways. First, they're preparing students with Asperger's for what to expect before they even have their first class. These students benefit from instructions. They're literal thinkers. They like details. And then they're asking them to work with their professors to find a way to communicate.
So for some students whose behavior is a little bit out there, or, you know, who we can sort of judge our could potentially run into social difficulties in the classroom because of their behavior, and they'll send a letter of accommodation or deliver it, or a letter of introduction, pardon me, to their instructors explaining who they are, the nature of their disability, possibly including a little more information about Asperger's and so forth, and how to set up the best way to communicate with the instructor.
And how do the professors respond to the letters?
Well, both Mark and Laura say they've had a really good response from the professors. And I talked to two of them today, one in music, one in mathematics, who've worked hard to integrate these students into the classroom. Now, first, there's a math professor, Mike Moore, who's been teaching at Carleton for 44 years. Mm. And he says in the past, he just thought some of these students were jerks. That's the word he used.
Okay, so what changed that?
Well, he says the information that professors get from the Paul Menten Center has helped. Laura Braun holds workshops with all kinds of groups on the campus, talking specifically about students with Asperger's, and in part because they can be challenging to deal with at times. Now, Professor Moore had three students in one math class this year with Asperger's, the most ever, and so he devised different approaches to work with them.
I will often tell the student as gently as I can in front of the rest of the class to cool it and try and make some kind of an arrangement where I'll signal to them that, okay, that's enough. Usually just put a hand up or something like that. Most times they respond. With the quiet student, I would usually just sit quietly with the student, ask them how they're doing, help them with problems, and so on.
So, in fact, Mike Moore joked that math professors are known for some of these attributes themselves.
Okay, fair enough.
And music professor James Wright, I spoke to him, he also echoed that.
There are some people who think that Glenn Gould, for instance, had Asperger's.
Exactly. And I reached Professor Wright in Banff, where he's on a sabbatical, and he's quick to recognize the areas where they do excel academically.
So, for instance, I teach music theory, and particularly when I'm teaching 20th century music theory, we're dealing with concepts that are almost mathematical in nature and involve complex understanding of pattern and so on. And AS students immediately will see these things, at least the ones that I've dealt with. And one in particular I'm thinking of with extraordinary mathematical skills. She will see these patterns instantly, and it will sometimes take me another 15 minutes or, in fact, the rest of a lecture to really tease out the point for the rest of the class.
So do we know if the sports are making a difference?
Yeah, well, the Paul Menton Center followed these students over the course of a year, and they found that it did help them both academically and socially.
All right. Karen, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's CBC reporter Karen Kelly. Any thoughts on this? All in a day at cbc.ca is our email address.